Parshas Mishalach for Yimalayt Tavshin Pei Beis Yad Nishmaya. We mentioned a Maisa that a young man came to me and he told me, like 35-year-old young man, and he mentioned to me that he's losing Cheshek for his wife. And he's 35, was going to be when they're 60. So I went to a madrich, and I asked, how can I help this younger man? I went to two. One told me the following. Said that a lot of times a person gets married, the relationship is very, very shallow. It's based on chitzonius. Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made in the Bria that there should be an attraction for a husband and a wife, that she should have a certain way to look, and it's important. But if a person doesn't develop a deeper relationship between themselves, then it's always a shallow relationship. So then, as years go on, because there's no real connection, so things happen in life, and they start to distant. And when they start to distant, so then, it's like, who are you? Mechatesi. And this chayser kesher. And for Bnei Torah, it's very important. I don't know some people, but Ben Torah has to realize that the yisoid of Shalom Bayis is based on having a kesher ruchni with each other. There's a book, famous book called Menucha Principle on Marriage, written by a young man's father in yeshiva. And there he says that when he was Nachum Avol, Rigdon Miller's wife is Nifteris, so he's Nachum Avol Shlomi Miller. And Shlomi Miller said that his father, Rigdon Miller, was 34 years a Rav, and not one person in his whole Kehila ever had a divorce. 34 years, not one divorce. And he explains the reason is because Rigdon Miller trained his Kehila to put Ruchnis into the house. A house is a Muslim based in Mikdosh, a house is, the Shechina is there, Hashem's there. And when you have Ruchnis, then there's a Kesher, which is a much deeper kesher and a yachas. If you don't have ruchnis in the house, then it's lacking the whole yachas. When my daughter was engaged, so I was looking for a house for her to rent. And I went to look at a small, 4x4. Mama's Yotzi's sukkah. And someone else was living there, and he's moving out because he has already have a second child in the room. And he's telling me he was more modern. He says, it's very interesting. He noticed that by the Haredim, they go out a couple times and they get engaged. And by us, we go out for months and months and months. And finally, we get engaged. And he says, doesn't see that the Haredim have more problems, Shalom Bayis, than us. And obviously, they're doing something right. And he said, Kenira, we have a lot of Narishkeit and things that we're discussing. And the Haredim are much more focused on what the purpose of life is, and therefore they do it in much more quicker time. And the Mela, they get to the point, and Mela can get engaged very quickly. Mashkein us, there are a lot of things, a lot of bluff, a lot of chitzonius, until you finally get clarity, it takes a long time. And truth is that there is no finding of divorce rate higher in any by the Hasidim or the Litvish. In America, or Yisrael, even though in America it takes where I come from, at least like 9 times before you get engaged. And Mashain over here, it's like it could be in a week, the whole thing's over. Not mukach, but because if you have a focus of ruchnius, there's a kesher, and you could overcome certain problems because they have the same desires in ruchnius. And so this sefer, this Dr. Ostrov, he wrote the book, he brings down this yisoid that a house has to be built on ruchnius. It means a couple of ma'isim where you see that if you don't have ruchnius in the house, it's based on chitzonius and shallow, being shallow, then there's no shalom bayis. He says that he knew a girl and he saw, it was by a chasana. After she got married, she saw this, they were by the chasana, this new couple, and she knew her, she was a girl, now she's like a changed girl, she dresses so prust. And she just to attract, and she's and her husband is wearing a $5,000 watch, and he's reeking from cologne, and you know, he's always looking at his BlackBerry, and in those days now it's out of style. And I don't know what they're looking at. And they're constantly looking around them. Who's looking at them? And it says, like, people, they're giving us tzura that they are the couple that you want to be. And everybody who's at that chasen is, like, thinking to themselves, like, they're thinking, halavai should be like that couple. A month later, this lady calls him up and says, I need to speak to you. You're a therapist, I need to speak to you. Your marriage counselor, I need help. Says, when I got engaged, I thought I'm going to have, you know, this frum and successful life with my husband. You know, and we'll have everything we need, all, you know, but Iker will have a good life. And now I see that I'm not the person who I am. My husband demands me to dress to attract other people. And it's the, I feel like there's nothing there, there's no connection. My husband once in a while flies off to Vegas with his friends overnight and has a geshmaka time there, probably gambling, who knows what else. And I feel there's nothing there. Nothing there. It's devoid of anything. There's no Yiddishkeit. There's nothing. It's all empty. And because why? Because they're looking in chitzonius. Their success in their eyes is totally how others view them. And therefore, they're not trying to get a pnimistic kesher. They're trying to show other people and nothing for themselves. And such a life, which is devoid of really pnimius, is a life of anxiety and insecurity and hurt between each other. And people were that chasen were saying, like, halavai, should we be like them? And the truth is, because they're so chitzonius, there's nothing to them. And a person has to realize that we're not our clothing, we're not our cars, we're not our money, we are our pnimius. And if you don't see the pnimius of each other, if you don't connect to the ruchnis of each other, then there's no yachas. A husband and wife could work and do things, as it's, people say, at the utility marriage. Each one does their jobs, but there's no connection in ruchnis. There's no deeper than just looks. And what he could do and I could do, and then after a while, the person get married. There are stories of people marry over all their children, and rachmanan litzlan, they get divorced. Because now they're not so busy anymore, and the children and everything is taking them away from each other. Now they're stuck each other. He's fat and old, and she's this and that, you know. And they're like, you know, like, why would I want to stay married to this thing? And then they get divorced, rachmanan litzlan, because there's nothing else there. But if you have a pnimius, we'll say, hopefully, yeah, we'll get to it, mitzvah Shem. And he means another story that a couple came to him that they have arguments all the time. They fight. They both like watching movies. She likes to watch comedy and romance, and he likes adventure and sports. And they always think that's disrespectful that each one doesn't want to give in to the other person. That's not a life. That's not a marriage. Marriage is teuchen. He said he once saw an advertisement of headphones, you know, in a picture of a husband and wife. He says, this saved our marriage. Right? Each one has their own headphones, and they're not talking to each other, and that's it. You know, a person told me once he met a person who works in Ashkacha, and he said to me, the sight of my marriage is that I'm 8 months out of the house. That's you know, that's very sad. It's very, it tells you what it is, but even in Ruchnius, you could have, even in Ruchnius, could be Chitzonius. He brings a story that a lady comes and claims, my husband, I come from a house that's warm, and it's, you know, hergish feeling. My husband comes from, is demanding diktuk a mitzvahs, and you have to have a clean house, and I feel like I'm always on probation, that if I mess up something. So he speaks to the husband, asks the husband, what's the shot? What's going on? What are you making? So he says, a tardic house has to be clean. Nikias, you know, Nikias is a very high madragon, a very has to be clean. So he says, what's more important, having a clean house, or a wife that feels she's cared, and she feels that you care and have concern for her? What's more important? About it's the second, that care and concern. But if you're involved in chitzonis, even ruchnius, I was learning a person that had a therapist. He was like, his wife is involved, and his wife's sister benches more kavana than his wife. It's all chitzonis, benching more kavana. What's the definition of more kavana? Because she chuckles more, or she says it finishes a minute later, and and maybe she's too much in gashmi. It was a little extreme. Like she pours too much milk in her cereal, and it was a difficult problem. But if the definition of a yachas, there's hamshacha, there's a beauty, there's a relationship, but it has to get deeper. And deeper is what we mentioned last week, hairacha, to value. If you have a value for your wife, you connect to her. You see her pnimius. When you see a lady, you see your wife's pnimius, you connect to her and you see her and there's a relationship. If you don't see, there's no yachas ruchnis b'chlal. And you can have one midah, which you could have value, appreciate, and think that's the chashivas of your wife, or you could take that maila and just use it for yourself. Let's say your wife is efficient. Oh, very nice, she's efficient, it's very good. But you value, you mirach her, you appreciate her because she's efficient, or, you know, that, you know, since she's efficient, so I can do less work in the house, I can sit and learn and not be bothered with housework. So it's what I can gain out of my wife. And then you look at your wife like a washing machine. Washing machine is also efficient. If it cleans, it does a good job. Or being efficient means that she can set the house in a proper way and she can raise the children in a certain ruach, a certain atmosphere of serenity and build a Torah house. And therefore you appreciate her because she is efficient. Not that, what can I gain out of fact that she's efficient, or she's a baal's chesed. Oh, she's a baal's chesed, so therefore she'll give me a lot of things. So there I'm taking that milo and I'm selfish, I'm using it. It's like the boy comes to shul and loves the candy man. He doesn't love the candy man, he loves the candy man's candy. Not milo, he's about the eventually maybe he'll get a connection with the candy man and get a good cash with him. Or as you see the milo of your wife, you see the godlessness of your wife. What's the godlessness of your wife? Because she's a baal chesed, meaning she has been a divas alev. She's in a darkeh avos. You appreciate that maila. Anything the lady has, if you could see that maila, not use it for yourself. And that's a kesher ruchni, because now you see a toichen pnimi. When you see a toichen pnimi, you connect to her, and then there's more depth. There's more depth than just what can I gain out of this marriage. Avada, when a first person gets married, it's always what I could gain. I think Rav Diamant once asked people, Mary mentioned this, he said, if your husband or if your wife is cold and you want the fan on, what are you going to do? So everyone said, hopefully she'll be mistader, she'll work it out, you know, or the husband, you know, he'll put on a sweater. No one said, I'll be soivel. Why? Because that's the nature of a person is always for himself. No one's like the guy. Shinsha Pink has said he never opened the window or closed the window in his life. If someone opened it, it was cold, left it open. Someone closed it, it was hot, he didn't. But that's a Mama Draga. But for us, we have to take the miles of our wife and connect to them in a pneumistic way. The more pneumist you see, the more relate to your wife in a pneumistic way, then there's a connection. You value, you appreciate her, and then as the years go on, right, a person, his wife is efficient, she's a baal chesed, so I benefit. And now she gave birth, so she's not so efficient. And now she's not so baal chesed, because she's not doing anything for me, so now the relationship stopped. But if she has the maila, she's efficient be'etzim, she's a baal chesed be'etzim, she has that maila, so she's not doing it now, it doesn't take away from the fact that she has that maila, intrinsic maila, and therefore that's how you appreciate her. You value her, you cherish her for that chashivas, what she has. And therefore, as the years go on, you get to see and build on those pneumistic things, and then you have a big, bigger connection. And that's why a person who has real shalom bias, you ever see Adam Gola, every other Gola's house, the relationship between husband and wife, you see, it's amazing. I've ate by Bar Finkel, Zatzal, and I ate Bala Chaim Tovim of Yisrael Gan's house, and you see the haracha, the relationship, it gets on more and more. You know, when his wife was nifteris, Ragan's wife was nifteris, so unfortunately, as things are, they would always please think that, you know, maybe the husband did something to the wife. So they interrogated him. So he told the cop, he told the policeman, he said, under the chuppah, you think someone will kill someone? Think someone will kill someone under the chuppah? He says, that's how I live, like under the chuppah. That's the relationship. That's the Frischkeit. That's what he told it. That's what he told the policeman. I know there's a constant hischachis. How is that possible? Things get older and take time because if you see toichim, you see pnimius, you see milo. Yitzchak Mizrachi, I spoke to the driver of Yitzchak Mizrachi, told me that he saw Yitzchak Mizrachi act as his wife, mamas like Shana Roshayna. He, every time they went someplace, Yitzchak Mizrachi opened the door for his wife to let her go into the car, and then he would go into the car afterwards. And when he talked to you, he said, oh, you know, my wife, she's a bas gedolim. She's a son, she's a daughter of Chaim Shalevitz. And she would say, ah, she's a bas gedolim. And once someone gave a package at an airport in America to Yitzchak Mizrachi to bring to him Eretz Yisrael, and Yitzchak Mizrachi's wife, Halel Shalom, said, she doesn't like that man, she's choshesh. So he gave it back. It was uncomfortable. But he told, he says, she's a Bas Gedolim, so I accept her opinion. Now, we weren't zeichet to marry Bas Gedolim like that, but it's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is that you find something, and when you start finding it, she's a Baal Chesed. She's Mesuder. Maybe her thought process is good. She's Baal Chesed, she's caring, she has a certain sensitivity, and therefore I appreciate her, and I value her, and therefore I'll listen to her for her Maila. Then you connect in a much deeper way. And that's why a person, as they grow older, even though each one gets older, and the Matthias says that the beauty and the handsomeness and all that fades away, but that doesn't take away from the kesher anymore, because now you got deeper. And when you have only a shallow kesher, only beauty and the fanciest clothing and everything, that relationship eventually falls apart. And that's why it's very important. It's very important that a person has to see a maila, see a chashivas in the wife, and a person has to see this baininess. There has to be, a person has to think, how do I appreciate my wife? Not how can I benefit from my wife, what do I receive from my wife, but what is her intrinsic maila? There are many mailas a person can do, many persons can find. Just that you have to think. And it takes time. Not so much time, but you have to seem a slave. And when you realize that, so you have appreciate, and you value, and you accept her opinion because she also has a certain chashivas. And you connect that way. And when you grow in that direction, therefore there's a tremendous yachas. And as the years go on, because you respect her, you develop a bigger kasher, a better relationship. And I mentioned that this young man, he came back to me, he told me that the reason why it wasn't because of anything with his wife is because he had a besura ra, that someone, a close relative, was nifter, and Mela knocked him at his took a toll on him. And Mela, he felt that's why it affected his relationship with his wife for a tkufa, which was also chiddush to see that people have ups and downs, and that can affect marriage also. The Torah is madama isha, the relation to an isha to Torah. Just so you know that if you don't learn Torah on a constant basis, and every time you have to mischadish the relationship, here's something that a person has to realize, that a yachas to a wife also, there's ups and downs, things happen all the time, and there are emotions that could send a person in different directions, and he needs a constant work. Now, for a Baal Batas house, that people are not a Baal Madrega like B'nai Torah, not such an easy thing to talk about. But for B'nai Torah, it's something which is imperative to know, that a yachas between each other that is more than just shallow, than beauty, has to be with machshava. Well, how, ask yourself, how do I appreciate my wife? What is a mile my wife has? How in what way is she chashiv? In what way is she chashiv? I heard from a couple people that a person should be married and long enough they come to this maturation that every other lady is like a monkey to them. And his wife is just the only lady. That's the demus of an isha. Heard from a couple people, from chashiv people. Because, not look down on the lady, I don't mean to say that. Because that this is the... And it takes work. It takes work, not such a work, but it takes a seem a slave. And the more a person has seem a slave to this nakuda, it can just, this I never chapped. My wife, she's a shemeya. Shemeya smile be a shemeya. Not that I could just pour out my heart to her. No, if I did, I could pour my heart to her, but it's not because of what I can gain. But the fact that she's a shemeya means she knows, understands, she has a lay for other people, and now that's something that's a godless in her. How would I see the godless in my wife? That's a very important nakuda. And the more you see the godless in your wife, the more you connect to her, and as years go on, the more there's a bigger, better relationship, and therefore, Yigamon told me that when his wife goes to America to help get girls for his wife to a seminary in Eretz Yisrael, says it's the worst Shabbos in his life. He can't be that Shabbos out of his wife. It's the worst Shabbos. And because why? Because they connected so deep that he has to feel he has to have that relationship. And that person is the more person is. When I first got married, my wife went to America. I was very happy. What did I say? I was very happy. And I'm free. And now my wife goes to America. I have free time, but it's like I feel something's missing. I feel like, you know, the part of me is not here. It's different. And there's been and because the more a person grows in this yachas, they develop the kesher, and that is a deeper yachas. The more the deeper yachas, then as the years continue, the person connects much more.